This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Aurora officials have identified a man fatally shot by a SWAT officer last month. Police were attempting to arrest Kylan Lewis, a 37-year-old from Denver, in connection with an attempted homicide case. The Sentinel reports police approached Lewis as he exited his car outside an apartment building soon after Aurora SWAT officer Michael Deek shot Lewis. But officials have not explained why Deek fired his weapon or whether Lewis was armed. Lewis died at the hospital 2 days later. Deek is on leave pending an investigation. Work to expand the historic Arkansas Riverwalk in downtown Pueblo is breaking ground this week. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The nearly $16 million project will extend the Riverwalk Park and Channel eastward. Plans also call for a new multi-level boathouse that includes event space and additional public amenities. Pedestrians will be rerouted away from the construction site, but the rest of the existing 32-acre Riverwalk area will remain open and summer activities will go on. The expansion is expected to take about 2 years to complete. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pharmacies in Colorado will soon have to make prescription labels accessible to their visually impaired patients. A new state law requires pharmacies provide, on request, an alternative to traditional text that could be a Braille version, a large font version, or a QR link that sends information to an audible reading device.